I was a little surprised by this, but maybe shouldn't have been. According to a new survey, Egypt is the worst place for women's rights in the Arab world. This came out of a poll of gender experts surveyed this summer in 22 Arab countries. And one of the reasons they ranked Egypt at the bottom is sexual harassment. It's a constant problem for women there, Egyptian women and foreign women. Reporter Julia Simon lived in Cairo for 2 years, and she says she got harassed every day, every single day. But one day she got to the end of her rope, and she decided to stop and ask one of those harassers for an interview on tape. Julia told me she just wanted to hear what he had to say.
I always wondered what the guys who are harassing me, what they were thinking. And in the media, there's been a lot of reports on the women who get harassed and their perspective. But the men's perspective, I found that lacking, and I really wanted to hear what they had to say.
All right, so let's not beat around the bush here. Let's hear a piece of the conversation. This is in English, but your conversation was in Arabic, correct?
Right. We recorded the conversation in Arabic, and then I got a friend to do the English version with me. So I started off by asking the guy to tell me on tape what he had said to me on the street. And here's what he said.
I said, you're like sugar.
And the fucker... Okay.
Do you think it's okay to talk to a woman and say she's like sugar?
I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Have you ever put your hands on a woman? I mean, in Tahrir, some guys do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So you have? A lot of times?
Not really, you know, just sometimes.
So what do the women do? Are they mad?
You know, there are ones that get upset and the ones that don't. That's not every girl.
I gotta tell you, when I'm having a bad day or there's a guy on the street, a guy like you, and he says to me, you're like sugar, or goes, you know, it really makes me upset. It makes me sad. I mean, it makes me feel, no, seriously, it makes me feel like you're treating me like I'm not a human being, like I'm a water bottle or a tree or just some inanimate object.
I mean, I'm sorry. Don't get upset. I'm sorry. It was just an expression, and I didn't mean any harm. You know, there are apparently people who do this a different way, you know, not the way I did it. You know, and there are girls who I'd say something like that and become, you know, friends right away.
How long have you been doing verbal harassment like this?
Look, I mean, there are nice ways. It's just like flirting. You're just flirting. You get it.
If a guy did this to your sister, though, like, what would you do?
What would I do? I mean, if it was my sister, she wouldn't really say anything back, at least. I'm sure she wouldn't reply. I mean, for me, it's just a simple expression. I mean, when I see a beautiful girl and I just say it, it's normal. It's not impolite. You know, it's just normal.
It's normal? This is not normal. I have to tell you, in Europe... there is not sexual harassment like this. In America, it's not like this. You know, Egypt is famous for this.
Only Egypt.
Really, in the Arab world, Egypt is famous for its sexual harassment, for its streets not being safe for women. So what do you think of this?
All this because I flirted with you? I mean, we're not famous for this. There's politeness. I just like to do this. I like to say you're like sugar, but I won't do it.
Wow. So that was just a part of the conversation translated, and you kind of reenacted it with a friend of yours in English. You say you're really upset. He says it's just flirting. Were you worried at all about how he'd react?
Well, I mean, I probably wouldn't have approached a guy who said something very vulgar or more aggressive. I think when I did this interview, I just figured that, and I was right, that he would just be some kind of normal guy who just happens to sexually harass women because it's so normal. As he said, it's normal in Egypt. That's how they think of it.
He said you were like sugar. I mean, some people hearing this might think, okay, so what's the big deal? He just told a woman that he liked the way she looked. She looked like sugar.
Well, I mean, I have gotten harassed in America from time to time. The thing is, in Egypt, it's incessant. It's every single day, every single street I walk down. And that's why it has such a big impact. I mean, he could say you're like sugar. He could say something a lot more vulgar, but it's the fact that it's all the time. And so it really, it makes walking down the street you feel stressed out all the time. You feel like you can't relax.
And it's not just you and other foreign women. It's kind of all women, right?
Yeah, it's every woman. I mean, basically, if you have two X chromosomes, you're going to get sexually harassed. And you could be any age. You could have blonde hair. You could have dark hair. You could have a hijab. I mean, it really doesn't matter. Any woman will get sexually harassed. And as I talk to my female friends about this, we've built up a kind of armor around ourselves. So when we walk on the streets, we're constantly on guard.
So you conducted your own little experiment. Is anybody kind of doing research into this in Egypt on men who harass women?
Well, I was really happy to find Professor Hani Henry. He's a professor at the American University in Cairo. And it turns out that he recently began his own study. So he's been interviewing men, and he told me that some of them have told him that they are sexually harassing women because they want to make the street a place where women don't want to be. They want to push women back into the home. Another thing he said, a lot of the men said to him that it was just flirtation and that women actually like it. They don't see it as aggressive or violating the women's space. They're not able to empathize with the women. And yeah, that's a big thing, is Henry says that if you want to do intervention or prevention with these young men, you're going to have to teach them empathy.
So, Julia, with that guy that you stopped in the street and asked a few questions of, did you get any sense of empathy from him?
It's a really interesting question. I mean, I tried to get him to imagine what it would be like to be me, to be a woman. And first I tried saying, imagine you are a woman and you're walking down the street and you feel this every day. How would you feel? And because of the social stigma of imagining you're a woman, it actually, I think he thought that I was asking him, imagine you're gay. It was such a big social stigma that he couldn't even imagine this. So that approach didn't work so well. However, when I asked him to try to imagine what it would feel like if you were treated like you were an inanimate object, like you were a tree or a water bottle, which were two of the things that I could see, two props on hand, I kind of got this feeling that he could sort of feel how hard it was for me. And he definitely wasn't getting everything I was saying, but I did leave the conversation feeling better than I've ever felt when it comes to talking about sexual harassment.
That was reporter Julia Simon talking about interviewing a guy who harassed her on the street in Cairo.